The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. You can prepare for the time of Jacob's trouble and be spared the blunt of it. God tells us what's coming and how to avoid the most terrible time in human history. And you need to perk up your ears and listen. You need to hear more than just about the person of Christ. You need to hear the message that Christ brought. Turn with me to Jeremiah 4, beginning verse 1. And I hope you realize that the one that became Jesus Christ was also the one that inspired the Old Testament. And Christ inspired these words by Jeremiah here. Notice what he has to say. Jeremiah 4, verse 1. If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, return to me. And if you will put away your abominations, or it would be your sins, out of my sight, then you shall not be moved. Now, Judah was in the process of being taken captive at that time, and much of the nation had already been taken captive, and the Babylonian army had Jerusalem surrounded at that time. And God was giving Judah a warning message here. And God gives the United States and the British people the same warning message as well in many places in His Word. God makes it very clear and very plain as to what we must do to prepare for calamities and how to avoid them. Verse 2, and you shall swear the Lord lives in truth and judgment and in righteousness. In other words, you put your hope and your trust in God. The nations shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him they shall glory. This is speaking of a future time when nations learn their lesson, including Israel. When Jeremiah prophesied, it was 130 years after Israel had been taken captive by the Assyrian Empire. Yet much of Jeremiah's prophecy is aimed at the house of Israel, and so is Ezekiel, and so are many other of the prophets that God used to warn end-time Israel of what's coming. Notice what God says, continuing here in Jeremiah 5, beginning in verse 1. It says, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek in her open places, if you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. God was saying it had become so bad in Jerusalem, the capital of Judah at that time, that he couldn't find not one man that was seeking truth and living in a just way. Though they say, as the Lord live, surely they swear falsely, claiming to be righteous. Yes, claiming that they were all right and that they didn't need to change. They were pretenders. God is saying everyone had corrupted themselves as they had in the days of Noah. Verse 3, O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? Yes, God knows those that are seeking the truth. You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. Well, God is speaking about Judah at that time, and it's also aimed at the house of Israel today, because Israel had already gone into captivity 130 years before Jeremiah penned this prophecy. Notice in verse 7, chapter 5, how shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Does that sound like the nation that we live in today? They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Every one neighed after his neighbor's wife. Well, I ask again, does that sound like the nation that you live in today? Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Yes, God is going to punish us for our sins. And this isn't only aimed at Judah, but it's aimed at modern-day Israel today. Verse 10, go upon her walls and destroy, but do not make a complete end. Take away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. In other words, God says punishment is coming on Israel, modern-day Israel as well, as he was predicting here about Judah at that time in the city of Jerusalem. But he says he will not make a complete end of us. Verse 11, for the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Notice it says the house of Israel and the house of Judah, two different nations he's speaking of here, have dealt very treacherously with me, says the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, it is not he, neither will evil come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine. Well, we may not think that evil is going to come upon us, and we may not think that God has a hand in bringing calamities upon us. But we do know, don't we, my friends, that we are in one calamity, one trouble, one problem right after another today in our nation. And God says that the United States and the British people are the modern nations of ancient Israel. Sword and famine and captivity came on ancient Israel and Judah. And God says it's coming on the United States and Britain if we don't change, if we don't repent and turn to our God. And the prophets become wind, for the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. God is saying they were prophesying back then that no harm was going to come. Now, what are we hearing out there today? Are we hearing that we're all right and we don't need to change? Well, my friends, there are people out there that's crying out, telling you that we aren't all right and that we do need to change, and that if we don't, these things are going to come up on the modern descendants of Israel, the United States and the British people, sword, famine, and captivity. Therefore, thus says the Eternal God of hosts, because you speak these words, behold, I will make your words in my mouth fire. And this people would, and it shall devour them. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel. Now, he's saying he's going to do this. And remember, this was penned 130 years or even more after Israel had gone into captivity back in 722, 718 B.C. Behold, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, the United States and the British people. Speaking of the end time, Israel, the United States and the British people, says the Lord, it is a mighty nation, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. One that has been around much longer than Israel has been around. And God calls them again in other places in his Bible or in his word that it's a cruel nation that's coming against us. And if you know who the cruel people are, then you'll know who that cruel nation is. Verse 16, their quiver is like an open tomb. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall destroy your fortified cities in which you trust with the sword. God is saying that our cities in Israel today are going to be destroyed. This is a future prophecy, my friend, and you need to perk up your ears and listen and prepare to avoid the most terrible time that's coming on humanity since the world has been. Verse 18, nevertheless, in those days, says the Lord, I will not make a complete end of you, and it will be when you say, why does the Lord our God do all these things to us? Then you shall answer them, just as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your lands, so you shall serve aliens in a land that is not yours. Speaking of a future captivity, and God said it's coming up on us because we have turned our back on our God. We have forsaken our God. And that time is not far off, my friends. You have time to prepare, if you will. You have time to turn and repent and be spared of this greatest time, the worst time that has ever come upon humanity. We have gone through Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 different times on the Way It Ought to Be program, where God is telling us what will fall or what will befall our nation in the end time unless we repent of our many sins. Jeremiah chapter 30 and chapter 31 and many other places in God's Word tell us what is coming on God's chosen people, Israel, the United States, and the British people. And as we just quoted from Jeremiah, where God said, we have made our faces, meaning our head and heart, harder than rock, meaning we won't listen, we won't repent and change. God always called ancient Israel a stiff-necked, a stubborn, and rebellious nation. And we're still that way today. And God says he is going to punish us for our own good. Ezekiel was another prophet that God used to warn modern-day Israel, the United States, and the British people of what lies ahead for our people. If we don't repent, And God warns us time after time how to prepare our whole nation to avoid these calamities that's just around the corner. Notice what Ezekiel has to say here in Ezekiel 6, beginning in verse 1. And this was penned also 130 years or better after ancient Israel had gone into captivity for the final time, back in 721, 718 B.C. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the mountains of Israel. Mountains here is used in place of nations, and it represents nations, and prophesy against them, and say, O mountains, or O nations of Israel, hear the word of the Lord your God. Thus says the eternal God to the mountains, to the hills, to the ravines, and to the valleys, yes, the big nations, the small nations of Israel. Indeed, I will bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your high places, meaning whatever we put our trust in. Then your altar shall be desolate, your incense altar shall be broken, and I will cast down your slain men before your idols, and I will lay the corpses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones all around your altars. And all your dwelling places, the cities, shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, so that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate, your idols may be broken and made to cease, your incense altars may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. God says all of this is coming upon ancient Israel, or upon modern-day Israel, if we don't repent. I see our time is up, but we'll pick this up in a future program. In the meantime, we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request our free booklet, Predestination, Does the Bible Teach It? You may have wondered sometime in your life if your destiny has already been set for you. Well, is your ultimate fate decided for you in advance? If you'd like to know, my friend, call us toll-free and request your free booklet, Predestination, Does the Bible Teach It? And our free article, What Do You Mean, Repent? You need both of those articles, both of those booklets, and all you need to do is just dial us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.